The next reason is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. I'm not going to give it. It just says that there's one mediator. No, we need to go there. We need to go there. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Man, the Holy Spirit just checked me on that. He said, no. If I gave it to you, I gave it to you for a reason. If you're too busy to hear the word of God preached, something's wrong in your life. You got time for everything else. So why does the preacher have to hurry up? UK ball games last 2.5 hours with commercials. But why has the preacher got to hurry up? I'm just saying. If UK wins the championship this year, how's that going to change your life? I'm getting on somebody's basketball now. You don't even know those guys. I'm not opposed to basketball or sports. I'm just saying, if you really want God to make a difference in your life, you've got to value God more than you do a ball going through a metal ring.
That's right. That's right.
All right? Now, notice this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. He's the man, which means he gets it. He understands what your weaknesses. He understands your sinful problems. He understands the temptation. He understands the failure. He understands the emotion. He's the man that stands between us and God. Now, there's only one mediator. So why do you keep going to another man to try to get you to God? There's no priest, no preacher, including me, that's closer to God than you are. If Jesus is your mediator, he's the same as my mediator. I cannot be your go-between. I am not your mediator. There's only one mediator, the man, which means you've got access to God just like anybody else on this planet. Because you've got the same mediator that the Pope has, that the preacher has. Quit letting people make you think somehow they got a better connection. That's a lie. Because you got the same mediator that anybody else has.
Yep. Sure do.
Now, for an offering, I'll send holy water, specially anointed by God, because I've got a special contact with him. I'll send you a healing cloth, because I've got a special anointing and a special contact with him. That discounts this. This discounts all that.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Can you say amen? Last reason. He came to set up an unshakable kingdom. Give me 5 minutes and I'll bring you to the conclusion of this. He came to set up an unshakable kingdom. He came in as a man to set up a new kingdom. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. I promise this is a great way to end this message. All right. 2:44. He came to set up a kingdom. Amen. So here it is. This is Daniel the prophet said, in the days of these kings. Now, who are these kings that Daniel's talking about? Because I don't have time to give you the whole chapter. He's talking about during the Roman Empire when Jesus came. The Caesars and the emperors of Rome. Those kings, that's what he's referring to. So in the days of these Roman kings, which is when Jesus came, right? The God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. That's what Jesus coming was a king. Jesus came as a baby, but as a king to set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Man. Man, if you only knew, you're part of that kingdom. Jesus wasn't fooling around, man. When those wise men came, said, there's a star, and they weren't astrologers, they were astronomers. And they said, there's a star. It took them 2 years from China, from the east. It took them 2 years to find it. Jesus was already a little boy. Those wise men, and there was not just three, that we think it's three because some dude wrote a song said there were three. But there were more than three. They were wise men. They understood the mysteries of things, and this star led them. It took them 2 years to find him. They said, we have brought wealth to this man because he is the king. Whoo! And what kind of kingdom did he set up? A kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It, this kingdom that Jesus came to, it shall break in pieces and consume all these worldly kingdoms. And it shall stand forever. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I don't care what country, what nation, I don't care what Antichrist is coming. I don't care what kind of governmental garbage comes on the scene. There is a king and there is a kingdom that has been established through the birth of Jesus that is going to reign forever, and it is going to crush and destroy every godless kingdom before he comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Then Isaiah 9:6. Go to Isaiah 9:6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me, I'm going to have my own praise service. Glory to God. It says this, unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. What does that mean? To Mary, in the natural, a child was born. But in the spirit, a son who already existed was given. A child was born, but from God's perspective, a son was given who already existed. Mary just provided the body. And the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We're going to see this manifested. Next verse. We're going to see this manifested. Oh, here it is. Here it is. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. This kingdom called the body of Christ is an ever-increasing kingdom. It ain't getting smaller. It's getting bigger, and it's getting stronger. The devil's not, people say, well, you know, the devil getting stronger. In these last days, the devil, shut up. What part of he's been destroyed do you not get? What part of, why are you talking anti-Christ, anti-Bible religion? The devil is not stronger. I don't care if he is madder. He's not getting stronger. His government, Satan's government's not getting stronger. Demons don't get born. He's not multiplying demons. But I tell you who is being born. Men and women of God are being born again every day. And his government is increasing, and demons are running out of people to cover everybody because the kingdom of God is growing and increasing in Jesus' name. That's what Christmas is all about. Now here's my final verse, Your Honor. You ever notice I argue to win a case? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. My mother said, you should be a lawyer. You could argue with a dead horse.
Yep.
That's the way I operate. I don't know. Amen. I want to prove truth to you so you'll walk in it.
Amen.
I want to debunk the lies you've been told in church and in the world. I want you to have everything that God gave Jesus to give you. My passion is for you to walk in and have everything that he died for you to have. So if I seem over the top, I really am over the top. Because I want you to have it. With everything in me, I want you to have it. Do it. Walk in it. Get it. I want you to kick the devil's booty every day. I'm not kidding. I don't want you sick, tore up, broke, defeated, depressed. Got to take 1,000 drugs just to function. I don't want you to have it because God died and rose from the dead to give you more than that. And his passion is my passion. I want you to have it all. Have it all. Have it all. I can't say it anymore. I want you to win. Right. Okay, here we go. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
Amen.
Now, that doesn't mean when you go to heaven. That means right now. You are right now receiving it. The word receiving is paralambano. It means a person who is receiving the rights to a throne, an inheritor to a throne. Since we are receiving the rights to the throne of a kingdom which cannot be shaken, look at someone and say, this kingdom can't be shaken. What are we supposed to do? Let us have grace. It's a grace kingdom. We rule and reign through his unmerited favor. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. That's what makes the devil so mad, and I love every bit of it, is because I don't earn any of this reigning. I don't earn any of this kingdom. I haven't earned any of these rights and authorities and powers. I haven't earned healing in my body. I haven't earned financial breakthrough. I haven't earned a marriage that's lasting for 35 years. I didn't earn any of this. It all came by unmerited favor, undeserved favor, by which we may, through this grace, serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Father, we thank you for why Jesus came. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for coming as a human being. Thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you, Lord, for these 10 or 11 reasons and more why you came. God, may we not forget this. May we learn to walk in that life and life more abundantly and say no to stealing, killing, and destroying just by learning about you, Jesus. Learning about you. Reveal yourself to us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?